For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Admiral Rennan is a season ticket holder for the Elm City Express, and he was the first person to show up for the inaugural game between Connecticut's newest pro soccer teams.
I got here at 4 o'clock. I wasn't sure of what other groups were coming for a tailgate. You know, you get to know people. Soccer fans tend to grow on one another.
Saturday's game was billed as the inaugural I-91 Derby between Hartford City FC and New Haven's Elm City Express.
Oh, he's Ryan Taylor! Yeah, he is so wonderful!
On the other side of the rivalry are the Agents of Hail, the support group of Hartford City FC. They brag that they can sing for their team for all 90 minutes of the game. They showed up in a 20-foot RV that fits about 10 people. It belongs to Andrew Thurston's family. He calls it the Bucket.
We want to bring people to games. If they can't get there and they want to carpool with us, hop on in.
Mike Kane is the president of the group. He's holding a Foster's can of beer, wearing a club scarf around his neck, and a Yard Goats hat on his head as he explains to me the importance of the game.
This is actually our first foray into a genuine away game.
It's a
rivalry game.
1,250 people showed up to Saturday's game at New Haven's Reese Stadium.
Here we go, New Haven! Here we go!
Elm City owner Zach Henry was too nervous to watch most of the game with the crowd. He eventually came down to field level at the right time, just as his team was about to score its only goal.
What does this do for the Elm City team?
It gets us a goal is what it gets us right there. That's what I'm talking about. That just happened, so excuse my dramatic pause, but I saw it taking shape.
The Express dominated much of the game, but Hartford didn't give up. It tied the match on a free kick just before time ran out. The first I-91 Derby finished in a 1-1 draw. The next one is scheduled for June 24th in New Britain. And in case you're wondering, the answer is yes. Hartford's Agents of Hail sang for the whole game, and then some. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.